What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with my lovely co-host, M.
Please stop saying it like that.
I'm trying to switch up my M variations every episode.
Like what? You pause and then you say
I think
M.
I went robot last time. This time it was like the excited M. M?
No, you know, that is so bad.
You're not feeling it? You're not feeling that? Okay, all right. So what's been going on, M?
Nothing, actually. I'm actually really tired.
Okay. Tired.
Just a lot of reading.
So nothing to share? Anything? Nothing? Nothing going on in the M world? Off the top? Nothing?
I've been reading the Five Nights at Freddy's books. There you go.
Okay. That would be a whole nother episode.
It's not. I'm just saying. That's what I've been doing.
Okay. That's content for a whole nother episode. But you know what? On today's episode, we're going to talk about Nintendo Direct. I got a review of Sifu, and I have a couple of news articles to share. But first, Em, tell us where they can find us. Ah, you blew it. It was flowing so good, too.
No.
This is the Audio Oddity Podcast. You can find us across all major podcast platforms, and some minor, too. You know, if you listen to, you know, Joe Blow Podcast, whatever, I'm pretty sure we're on there, too. And you can also find us across all social media at Audio Oddity Podcast. I also just signed up for a Good Pods account. I mentioned this on last week on somebody else's podcast. I don't even think I told you this, huh?
No,
I didn't talk to you about this. Good Pods is like social media for podcasts. Like, it's just a bunch of people who listen or actually have a podcast on there. And I signed up for it, and you can post episodes, you can join groups, and I posted a few episodes, I haven't really, like, dived totally into it. I'm still not going to endorse the platform, like I said last week, because I haven't used it enough, but I did get on there, and it seems pretty cool. It seems, you know, pretty cool, like a place where everybody, you know,
chills.
Everybody, you know, who has a podcast, like, you know, chills out and finds new episodes, and, you know, maybe a good place to make connections and stuff, though. So
Yeah. Hopefully
I can dive into it a little later. But yeah, we're also on there. And if you have mail, you can also email us at audioodditypodcast@gmail.com.
I repeat, audioodditypodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks for contributing.
Yes.
All right, Em. So
before any of that, the joke of the day.
Okay. You can't remember where you can find this, but you remember that joke of the day, though.
Yes.
Okay, all right, go ahead. What you got?
Okay, so what do you call it when birds fly away without you?
I don't know, Em. What do you call that?
You feel ostracized.
That's so stupid. Okay, anyways, okay. All right. That just threw me off the whole episode. Like, what?
What do you feel when the birds...
I understand the joke.
Yes.
But, okay. Anyways, before we hop into, you know, like my reviews
like
and news
say
and all that.
Food court one.
No. You're not getting to it. We're going to save it for next episode. All right. Before we hop into everything, I was in a GameStop yesterday. Actually, I was in a GameStop like twice yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
looking for that Oculus.
Yes, I was looking for Oculus. I want an Oculus. But anyways,
I want an Oculus.
That's a whole nother.
I want an Oculus too.
Yeah, I bet you do. All right. So, but man, you know what? I didn't, you know, okay. So, us, mainly me, and you too, I guess a little bit.
What?
You know, we're so entrenched in gaming news, and I follow all the social media, and I read all the articles and all that.
Not me.
Yeah, that's why I said mostly me. But, I mean, you do about, like, your Sims and all that. You like to keep up with that and, you know, just different things.
I don't feel like I'm entangled with it, though. No, I just feel like it's a casual thing.
Not entangled, but you read, right?
I read.
You do. I mean, you do want to keep in the know about the stuff, the video games and stuff you like,
that
right?
That I like. All right. Yeah.
So, but what I notice is, so I'm standing there and I'm with the lady and, you know, the GameStop lady, which I'm not even... Yeah, that's a whole nother story. Anyway, I'll get back to the GameStop. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said like person later. But anyways, I'll get back to that in a minute. But no, I'm standing there and, you know, a few people were coming in and out, you know, whatever. And man, I forget how like the casual gamer is. Like the casual person that just buys video games and doesn't get online and doesn't follow IGN and don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a casual person. And man, it's dark.
What do you mean? Dark.
So first example, I'm standing there and this guy, him and his son are looking for Switch games or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I think his son wants to buy a bunch of Funko Pops, and they have an argument, like a straight up argument in the store over how you don't need Funko Pops. They, you know,
what's Funko Pops?
You know, Funko Pops, the little dolls with the big head. Really? Really?
Oh, those really? Things. I didn't even know what they were called. Yeah. So I don't buy
anyway,
any.
Yeah. So, you know, and how, you know, you don't need that. You got that. That does nothing for you. Da, 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 yeah. da, right. You know, the son's, it's my money. He was about 15, 16. It's my money. I do what I want, Dad.
He's 15, 16 buying Funko Pop. No, well, I shouldn't judge.
Don't judge.
I'm not judging.
Yeah. And he's, you know, it's my money. I do what I want, Dad. And I know it's your money, but I'm responsible to your 18, son. You know, the whole argument, right?
Honestly, let him buy what he wants to buy.
Look, I'm not getting in that. But anyways, so he was getting Pokemon. I think he was picking up Pokemon Legends. Yeah, I think he was picking up Pokemon Legends, right? So the guy was standing there, and the guy, he's going on and on about his Switch. Man, I love to play that Switch. It's you know, da-da-da-da-da. And he was talking, he was talking to me, but not like directly.
To you?
But he was talking to me, but I kind of like had my back turned. You know how I am. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for those who don't know, quick side note, off this air, I'm an introvert. I don't have friends. I don't like talking to people. And I'm gonna tell you why I don't like talking to people. This is why right here. So he kind of halfway talking to me, and then he asked about. He said, "Man, I can't wait to play that new Dying Light 2 game came out." And then he was like, "Y'all have that for Switch?" So I'm like, "Okay." So he knows nothing. He doesn't follow this. Like he's not
the
keeping
new
up with
Dying
things.
Light game.
Yeah, Dying Light 2. Yeah, remember Dying Light? Did I talk about Dying Light 2 last? I don't remember.
Oh, no. Maybe Dying Light's that one game where you, like, run across stuff and
you remember
fight
Dying
zombies
Light? Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. Remember that? Well, they came out with Dying Light 2 the other day.
I thought he was, like, stuck on Dying Light 1.
Well, he was.
He was.
So,
like,
he was in the process of playing Dying Light 1, but when it finished, he was going to buy Dying Light 2 so he could start Dying Light 2.
No. He was saying Dying Light 1 was new.
No. He knew it was old because he's playing it on Switch. Apparently, Dying Light 1's on Switch.
I didn't even know that.
So, he's playing on Switch.
Okay.
So, he was like, so Dying Light 2, y'all have it for Switch, and the lady was like, I don't know, let me look and everything. I'm like, you know, okay, let me save y'all some time here. Dying Light 2 is not on Switch. It's not on Switch. And he was just confused. Why didn't they release it for the Switch? The Switch is, I don't understand. That thing sold so many consoles. Why wouldn't you release every video game on it? And I said, you know, I'm not going to say I know exactly. You know, I was trying to help the guy out. I really didn't want to talk. And I'm like, I'm not going to say exactly, but it might be because the Switch is a little underpowered for that game. Like, you know, and he was like, underpowered? He said, what? And I'm like, I just kind of gave him a blank stare. Like, what's the next thing going to come out your mouth? So he goes, he looks at me dead in my eye and he goes, I have a PlayStation 4. I think he said a 5 and an Xbox or something, and I really can't tell the difference in graphics. Switch looks, they all look the same across the board to me. And I stared for a long time. and you know, part of me was like, okay, Rocky, just turn around, try to get your Oculus, walk out, and leave this alone. Like, leave it alone. But, you know, the nerd in me was, I got, you know how I am about Nintendo.
Yeah.
I got enraged. Yeah, I mean, y'all could have been reading about local man kills everybody in his local GameStop.
Stop.
I mean, I was that angry about this. So I go,
no, that's terrible.
So I look at him, I go, I said, I'm sorry. I just can't agree with that. I said, I'm not trying to argue with you. I said, everybody got their own opinion, but come on. I mean, come on. Like, you know, so.
What? He's like, no, the sad thing. I'm laughing because, like, the sad thing is I can see you doing this exact thing.
This is exactly what happened. So he looks at me, scratches his head. I go, that's why the Switch is like $100 or $200 cheaper than these other consoles. I said, it just doesn't have the power like that. I said, don't get me wrong, they have fun games and, you know, Nintendo games are fun and Mario's and, you know, all that. But I said, it just ain't, you know, it ain't got the power like that. It can't, man, well, I'll take your word for it. But, you know, it's, and he did have this accent, by the way. I'll take your word for it, but it's, you know, I just don't see the difference, you know, in it or whatever. And I play my Switch. I don't even hardly touch.
When you said it was dark, did you mean it was, they were in the dark?
Like, huh? What do you mean?
When you said.
No. I'll get back to what I mean is dark. So he was like, I take your word for it, but, you know, I hardly don't even touch my PlayStations or nothing. I play everything on that Switch. That Mario Party and the Mario Kart. And I was like, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I said, that's cool, man. You know, it's fun. All right. So, and I'm looking at the lady like, please hurry up. Like, let me know what I need to know. Do you have it or not? Like, you know? So, what I mean by dark is okay, no, hold on, back up. Okay, let me give you my second example. Dark. So, another so-called casual gamer I talked to, right? This wasn't in the games. This was outside of a game style. But he This was yesterday. This all happened yesterday.
Wait, there was another person you talked to?
This is another person who talked to.
Why are people talking to you?
Well, I'll tell you off there where I was and what was going on and everything. But it's just another person I talked to. So he only plays Call of Duty and NBA 2K.
Oh, gosh.
That's it. That's all he plays.
I mean, that's not a bad thing, but like.
But I forget these people exist sometimes.
Like,
you know, like, why? But that's all he plays. That's it.
I mean, that's okay.
You know, that's all he plays. So he was like, oh, that's all I play. So, you know, we had a long, long conversation, you know, because we was in a spot, in a place for a very long time together. So we had a long, long conversation. And, I mean, okay, it was a tattoo parlor. I didn't get a tattoo, but it was in a tattoo parlor. Yeah. So, just to say that. So,
Of a GameStop?
No, it wasn't outside. I said it wasn't in a GameStop. We were in a tattoo parlor talking games. I'm sorry if I didn't clarify.
Okay. No, you said you were outside of a GameStop. Oh, you meant outside of a GameStop. Like,
Not even near. Yeah, outside. But he's just another casual gamer I was talking to.
How I feel about that is that, right. Like, I mean, you can play whatever you want. It's your money. Like, you spent your money on that. Play whatever you want to want. But what do you want to play? Whatever you want to play.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's no but to it. Just play whatever you want to
play. Yeah, yeah. I just forget some people only play one game. I forget this. You know what I mean? So, he was going on and on.
That you can spend.
Oh, yeah. He was like, I'm top in the world at, you know.
Oh, he grinds those games.
Yeah. He had like the $350 controller. You know what I mean? He was one of them guys. So.
What's the difference?
What a conversation kind of went off. And it was funny. And I might end up inviting this person on the podcast because this is content gold.
Do you have his number?
Oh, yeah. This is content gold right here. He looks at me and he goes, let me tell you something. He goes, I think. I can't even say this with a straight face. He goes, I think Microsoft owns PlayStation. Yeah, he said that.
Who gonna tell him?
I wouldn't. The man clearly is unstable, and I'm trying to get out there in one piece.
You can't say that. We can't invite him here. You're gonna call him unstable.
I'm sure he'll think it's a joke and quit fun. Maybe. I don't know. Either that or he'll kill me. I don't know. Whatever. It's worse ways to go, you know.
No, bye, guy.
So I was like, wait. He was like, well, and he actually had like, you should have heard this argument.
Like, so it was like a backed up opinion.
And this is how I guess the podcast mind or the content creator mind works. I go, video game conspiracies. You know what I mean? This will make an excellent series. You know what I mean? So he's like, well, I think that they not producing PlayStation 5 so they can give it that push while they push the Xbox. And then they're going to all of a sudden start producing PlayStation 5s. And then you're not going to be able to get an Xbox, like, you know, kind of like you can't get PlayStation 5s. But it don't matter because they all getting the money. I'm not playing. This happened. And I was like, man, you know what? You might be right.
No, you didn't say that.
I sure did. I said, you know, man, you might have a point, bro. You have a point.
No.
Yes, I did. I wanted to invite him on today. I was like, we need to get this guy live.
How'd you get his number?
He was giving somebody a tattoo that I knew, and I was there, and, you know, I was in the tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, he owns a tattoo shop. I mean,
you got his number?
It's public record. I mean,
his number was just like somewhere.
Yeah, he's public record. He owns a tattoo shop. I mean, anybody can get his number, you know? That's how we got in touch with him in the first place. Yeah. It was so good. It was gold. I said, oh my Lord, where's my pod track at when I need it? I would have ran out to the car and grabbed it and be like, sir, could you say that into a microphone? But it was so, so good. But it brings me, so what I mean dark out there, I mean, people don't follow stuff. People don't read. People don't look at reviews or nothing. And they have some really, really interesting ideas. I mean, you know what I mean? About like how this stuff works, or, you know what I mean? And not saying we know how it works, but we, you know,
I do
read the news and I do follow certain trends and, you know, stuff like this. But people really out here playing one game thinking, you know,
Microsoft
on PlayStations and Switches got the same graphics as PS5s. Like, you know, another weird thing I saw, just for a side note. And I mean, I guess people collect, you know, but I saw this guy in there. He was buying MLB The Show, you know, the baseball.
Yeah.
MLB The Show 21, like some deluxe pack of it. And I was like, man, people really out here, like, people really keep buying this stuff. Like, I mean, a new show is about to come out, like, next month, 22, you know? Mm-hmm. This was last year's MLB The Show. But he was buying it, and he was buying it for Xbox, which the show is on Game Pass already. You know, I guess maybe he don't know about Game Pass. Or maybe he just wanted the box, you know? I don't know. But it was just kind of weird. But I know, and I know I'm in, and I understand that, I got my head in a hole just with my stuff. You know, I think everybody knows what's going on in the gaming world. Everybody's played these games as soon as they come out, and by now they're old, and nobody buys last year's 2K or last year's this show and Madden. But really, people do, you know, people.
Forget Madden. Yeah. I know some people, kids that are crazy for Madden.
Yeah, but people are still out here buying last year's Madden, and people are still out here buying games, period. Like, not everybody has Game Pass. And I know I live in my own little bubble in this perfect world where everybody's got Game Pass. Everybody has, you know, all these subscription services. No, everybody downloads their digital games. Everybody plays what's new. But that's not the case out here. It's people like out here buying all kinds of stuff. And I just need to remember that the casual gamer still exists. It's probably a lot more of them than it is of the hardcore, but just the people in the know, I guess. In the know. I hate to use that term too.
And I don't want to use educated people
that,
either.
Yeah, the people that follow it. You know what I mean? It's probably a lot more people that don't follow it, don't care. They don't care about your review saying that, oh, this game got a, you know, this game got a 5 on IGN. They've just been playing the game for 6 months and they're like, damn, it's fun, you know?
Yeah.
And nobody, you know, don't care about your review or whatever. So, yeah, it just brings me back to that. I should have tweeted that thing about the PlayStation.
You still should.
I think that's going to be a tweet. Anyways, okay, let's just hop on today's episode. I'm sorry that ran into like a 20-minute rant.
Wait, what happened to the GameStop person?
What do you mean, what happened to him? So GameStop. Shout out to GameStop real quick. And if anybody ever hears this that works at a GameStop, knows somebody who works at GameStop, owns a GameStop, whatever, pass this along. Please hire employees that actually know games. That's ridiculous. You go in there, it's a certain person in a certain GameStop somewhere in America.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say no names. I'm not going to say which GameStop. Don't know games. Don't even own a console. Like, why are you here?
I know why you're here.
I mean, you're here for the job.
Yeah.
Just don't know anything. You know, oh, I haven't bought a PlayStation in years. I was like, oh, okay, you're an Xbox person? No, not really. What are you doing? You're a mobile game person? I mean,
stop.
I mean, well, yeah. Oh, not really. You asked somebody about a game. Hold on. Let me, I don't know. Is that out? What is that for? I'm like, what?
like, well, they're asking you questions about, like, just
basic, basic knowledge stuff. You know what I mean? Basic knowledge games. It's like, you say, hey, are you picking up that new, you know, whatever, Elden Ring or whatever? And they look at you deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
Like, really? Like, really? You don't really? Like, okay.
I mean, there's people, I don't really care. As long as you can give me my...
I know. I'm sorry. It's like, I know this is to the extreme analogy here. It's like going to the doctor. You go, doc, I think my knee hurts. And he goes, let me look in a book. Hold on a minute.
That is really a shame analogy.
Let me go to the computer and see what possibly can wrong. Like, any Googles. What's wrong with her knee? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, yeah, but it's not like it's a
perk. I know. It's not that important.
Anyone can work in a GameStop.
Yes, anybody can work anywhere. It's not important or whatever. No,
I mean, don't say anyone can work anywhere. We don't want the doctor analogy to be true. Know, but
people work at McDonald's and fast food chains don't mean they know how to ground beef. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I understand that. But I don't know. I like a certain, you know, I like hitting that Best Buy and that GameStop where it's that nerdy dude and you ask him something and he like over explains it. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
But
he treats you like you're stupid, you know what I mean? And you're like, look.
There are 36 gigabytes.
Yeah, well, Mario was originally and all this, and you're like, bro, I just asked where the bathroom at, bro.
Mario.
Yeah, you know, sir, this is a Wendy's.
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
You know, but yeah, it's just, yeah, I like that guy, though. That guy's, the other day.
It's better than someone who doesn't know anything, but at the same time, I don't really care. As long as you have the basic knowledge. If you don't have the basic knowledge, then you shouldn't be working there.
Yeah, I was at Walmart picking up, which I got to go back and pick it up, but a gaming mouse. And I asked this guy who worked in electronics. I was like, hey, y'all got gaming, you know, mice for gaming, you know, computers?
Mouse.
Yeah, mouse, mice.
You said mice. No one calls it a mice.
I know, but isn't the plural for mouse, mice?
Yes.
Actually,
I just did an assignment for school, and I called mice, and I thought mice and mouse were the different things. And
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Okay, anyways. Yeah. Question to the public. Do y'all use mouse or mice when y'all are talking about the computer component? I always use mouse, but should it, anyway, okay, let
computer
me stop.
Mouses.
Would it be mouses or mices? Mises.
No, no one's using mises.
The point is that I asked the guy, you know, hey, you know, y'all got a mouse for a gaming a computer gaming mouse. And he was like, well, let me, come here, buddy. Let me show you, you know? And he's like, we got the wire. This one right here does this. Now, if you want to know what you play, you know? And I was like, yeah, this is the feeling, the satisfaction, you know?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want and someone then, to talk. And then can I just get something in the media, like the middle, like someone who doesn't talk too much but knows their stuff, but also doesn't know too much that one, they want to brag about it?
And what else gives me satisfaction is disappointment when I grab the brand, you know, that ONN brand at Walmart, the RGB mouse, and I grab it and go, what about this one? And he's like, that, well, I mean, that one's okay, but it's not as good as the X Flyer Cross, you know, some. I was like, yeah, but that's $79.99. I'm probably gonna get that one right there.
That's probably his disappointment.
And then he's like, he's like, okay, yeah, okay, okay, you need anything else, I'll talk to you later. And you just know he walked off and just, you know,
and he's probably talking about his podcast.
Yeah, that's right. He just looked at me in disgust. You know, he probably posted about me. This guy just came and bought a Walmart brand gaming mice.
He plays on a gaming computer.
Yeah, his thing is, you know, I didn't buy it, but I might go get it. Shoot, it's $35. But this is that feeling that he knew what he was talking about. You know what I mean? And yeah, so okay. Let me get to the.
How'd you yell?
We need to get into actually what we came to talk about today.
Yeah, for
that ran a lot longer than I thought. All right, real quick, Nintendo Direct happened. You know what Nintendo Direct is? It's their showcase of all what's coming up for Nintendo,
heard
right?
Of that. Yeah.
So I'm gonna read through what was on.
I didn't know it was called Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, that's what it's called, Nintendo Direct. So I'm gonna read through everything that was at Nintendo Direct.
Okay.
Really fast. All right. First up. At Nintendo Direct, they showed Fire Emblem Three Houses. I guess that's the new Fire Emblem game. I don't play Fire Emblem. Don't know nothing about Fire Emblem.
I don't know either.
No Man's Sky is coming to Switch. I don't know if you know No Man's Sky.
No.
I've been talking about it for years with other people. It's kind of like a Minecrafty open world exploration game of space. It started off space. Real bad. Yeah, you're in space. You're flying around. You can hop planets. You mine stuff. You can build bases. It's really cool. When it first came out, it came out completely like unfinished in the game. They like panned the game. Like critics was like, nah, fam. Like, why you even release this? Better, but. Shout out to the developers. They kept at it, and now the game won like an award 1 or 2 years ago, and it's a really good game now. So, but it's coming to Switch. The remaster of Chrono Cross, that's a RPG. Before your time. Wii Sports, remember Wii Sports?
Yeah, Wii Sports.
Coming to Switch. Remember what? Wii Sports is coming to Switch.
Wii Sports? How's it going to come to Switch?
What do you mean, how? just gonna put it on Switch.
Oh yeah, because you can take off the controllers motion. Okay, I was thinking about like someone doing this with a Switch. Like,
yeah, that's how it's gonna do it. You grab your whole Switch, and maybe Switch Lite. You have to. I don't know, but
Switch. Yeah, for real.
Wii Sports coming to Switch. Mother in which is Earthbound, the beginnings, and Earthbound. You don't know nothing about them games. They like Western RPGs.
Western RPG. I played. Yeah. What's the name? I played not Fallout. Western wild game. Everyone loves it.
Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption. I played.
Yeah, this ain't Red Dead Redemption. It's something else. All right. What else? Mario. So Mario Kart 8.
What's gonna be new about that?
They releasing DLC for 48 tracks. You get it for $25. But it's free if you you signed up for like the Nintendo Online Deluxe, whatever.
Do we have that? No, I don't think so.
No, not paying for that. Anyways, but yeah, so you get 8 new tracks, not a new game, 8 new tracks. So you know, good on Mario 8. It's only been out 25 years, so you know, just keep pushing. I guess we'll see Mario 9 one day. You know, whatever.
Yeah, I was about to say
But I mean, basically, I guess Mario 9, those, 48 new tracks could have easily just been Mario 9.
Yeah, I was about to say, 48 new tracks, that could have been easily, like...
Yeah, but why do that when you already got a game built and you can just add, and you don't have to come up with new stuff, so...
I want to see. I would be interested in that.
Yeah, I might buy that, to be honest with you.
Really?
I sit here and talk all that mess. I might buy those deluxe package tracks. I really like Mario Kart. All right, Xenoblade Chronicles 3. I don't play that. You don't either.
Neither do I.
Portal and Portal 2. I think you like Portal, didn't you? When are you? What? You went? Was
no.
it you? It wasn't you.
No, it wasn't
okay.
me.
Somebody was telling me they really enjoyed Portal. I always heard it was a good game. Never tried it.
Portal's like that game where you have that. No, I'm thinking of Gmod. No, I don't know what Portal is.
I watch a video. I can't explain it. I don't know. Go look at a video. Watch them after. All right, so what else they have? Some kind of triangle strategy trailer. I don't know, it looked like an 8-bit JRPG. Some game called Clonodor 2. I'm not even going to pronounce that. And obviously, this game has a part 2. So it's popular. So if you know, you know. Whatever.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, you know. Kirby, the Forgotten Land.
Oh, new Kirby.
New Kirby game. Yeah, Kirby like swallows a car or something. Internet went crazy. You should have seen all the memes. Went nuts. Yeah. the first two Front Mission games. Never played them. Don't care. Splatoon 3.
Never played Splatoon.
I never played Splatoon either, but it always looked fun, and I always wanted to play.
It looks
but,
like a normal, like a kind of like shooter. It's like a first person shooter game.
Yeah. No, yeah, like you, no, not this is a third person, but you look like playing paintball though.
Yeah.
It always looked fun, like we should all get in there and paintball each other. I don't know, maybe we should
like
get that
family night. Like, yeah, paintball. You know,
yeah, yeah, maybe we should.
It's
get
like that. A kids game.
Why haven't we played this? Maybe we should have this. I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay, Advance Wars 1 and 2 remakes, some other old Nintendo mess. I don't know. And Metroid Dread is getting new difficulty options. So I guess you'll be able to put
Metroid,
it on. It came out a few months ago. You're not a Metroid person, believe me. It's an older game. But apparently you'll be able to change the difficulty levels in it. Yeah. So yeah. What wasn't there noticeably for me, I don't know about everybody else, they didn't talk about Breath of the Wild 2, the new Zelda.
The new Zelda?
Yeah.
I want to play Zelda. I never played it. Like, I haven't played one game of Zelda, but I really am interested.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild, pretty good game to play. We have it. But They didn't talk about A Breath of Wild 2. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, no Mario Kart 9. They're just adding on to Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
You know, which...
Mario Kart's fun. But I think it's already... Won't they just... What can they improve on? I think that's the question.
Won't they just make it... But just don't... Like somebody posted, like they turned the 8 sideways to make it an infinity sign. So it's like, you know, just make it that'd be a good Mario Kart Infinity. There you go. Escape. That way you can just keep adding tracks, adding characters. Don't worry about building a new game. You know what I mean?
I think that's actually a really smart idea. I feel like that's already been done. I think there's already something in Mario Kart. I thought there was a Mario Kart
Tour or something. I don't know. I can't keep up. But yeah, they should definitely do that. All right, and lastly, what we'll finish. Oh, real quick. Sifu. I was playing Sifu. Let me go ahead and do a quick review of that. So last week I mentioned I was playing Sifu. I said I'll have a review this week. If you listen to the podcast, you know my reviews are straight to the point. If you like fighting games and you like roguelike games, meaning games where you die and have to repeat stuff, this is your game. This is the best game you can ever play for those two things. If you just like fighting games, this is still a good game, and you probably should check this game out. If you hate roguelike games where you have to repeat, like you die and you have to go back to the beginning and do it all over, do not play this game. You will die a lot in the beginning until you get the mechanics down. You'll get beat up. You'll have to start over, you know, and keep running the same levels over and over again. If you don't like the repetitiveness of that, of that, then this is not the game for you. But it is a really, really good fighting. I don't even like call it a beat 'em up game because it's a lot more to it than just you can't just press buttons. Yeah. You got to have a strategy. You got to block. It's defense.
I was about to say it's one of those games where you actually have to plan. It's not like a button masher.
No, it ain't. It's not a button masher at all. You got to have defense, block. Enemies attack you all at one time. Ain't no that one at a time. Let's fight. You know. They jump you. They literally jump you. So it's a really good game. It'll be something that I'll pick up from time to time, and you know. Run a level, but nothing I'll stick with because I do not like roguelike games where I have to repeat, you know, die and repeat. I do not like that.
You tried to play that one game where it was like, I don't remember what it was, but it was like, I don't know, she kept on dying.
We're not doing that. So so definitely I would definitely pick the game. I mean, the game's $40. If you like it, even if you don't like roguelike, you just like the fighting kind of games, go ahead and pick it up. Keep it in the library. You know, pick it up every now and then. Play it. You might learn. You might get good at it. You know what I mean? And you might be able to run these levels. It's only like 5 levels long. It ain't a long game. You know, like I said, it's cheap. Pick it up. You can run the game. That's what I would. No, that's me personally. Since it's not a full $60 game, it ain't or $70 game, it ain't a full investment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be something good just to have. If you enjoy fighting beat 'em up games, you know. If you enjoy roguelike games, you know, games die and repeat, pick this game up. It is a good game. It deserved the 9 that they get it, even though most people don't think it deserved the 9 IGN gave it. But for what it was, it does deserve the 9 IGN gave it. It was a decent, solid game. And like I said, I will be still playing it time to time. It won't be in my regular rotation, but... You know, it's something I'll see. Oh, Sifu. Man, let me pick up and see how far I can make it today. You know what I mean?
Or he trades it in.
Yeah. No, it's no physical copy yet. It's all digital. So, ain't no trading in. But I actually have it on PC. So, definitely. Sifu, it's a winner. Go ahead, pick it up. It is a winner. It is a winner. I wouldn't lie to you. If you like fighting games, roguelike games, not at the same time or one or the other, it doesn't matter. Definitely just pick it up, have it in the library, you know, play. It's worth the money. It's worth a little $40. All right, before we get out of here, let's go through some quick news stories. First thing, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019 sequel and Warzone 2 have been announced. So... I see the excitement on M's face. Them two new Call of Duties. You ready?
No.
Okay.
I don't play Call of Duty.
All right.
I don't want to play game. I'm not good at it.
Yeah. Okay. I feel you. I feel you on that.
I'd rather play my simulation games or sim.
What?
Oh, sorry, the bird.
Bird.
Yeah. I was like,
you know, when the birds start chirping, the best thing to do is not stop talking. So you can out drown the bird.
No, I heard that. I was like, what was that? But yeah, I like my Sims 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Slime Rancher.
Okay, anyways.
I like my Boyfriend Dungeons.
Okay, how about this one? How about this one? A new video game released that lets you play as politicians, your favorite politician. Uh-huh, you get to play as Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, we're not.
Running the country.
We're not.
I'll definitely pick that up. What's that on? I'm going to have to look that up.
I don't know how I feel about that because...
that can cause
do you do?
I didn't even read no more into that. I read that headline and I was like, "Ooh, this can't be good."
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, this can't be good. It's like the politician simulator. It can't be good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I don't know. I don't know how about that would go.
You have crashed the economy.
For real. Do you just play as like?
I don't know. You pick your favorite politician and you can play. I guess you run the government and maybe run for office.
That'd be fine, but why does it have to be involve real people?
I know. That's why I said this can't be good.
Yeah.
Like, this seems like this is...
Let's run the country like we did Donald Trump. Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
like,
this seems like something that's going to... Yeah, I don't know.
And then there's a bunch of people's opinions and they would be like, oh, why are you playing as that character?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you like Mitch McConnell, you know, but anyways.
There's a lot of stuff that can go into that.
Yeah, so I wasn't feeling that. The Steam Deck, you know, it's finna release here shortly. They're verified 300 working games, more. I think this is 300 more working games. I think they already verified some. So yeah, Steam Deck, I might get one of these later on. I might, you know, the handheld PC thing. I'm thinking about that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it. But yeah.
I think you would have, maybe you could trade that in for your, no, I don't think what? So. Maybe, no, I should be advocating for the Oculus. Never mind.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I'm thinking about that. Let's see. Fortnite is getting Uncharted skins.
That's cool.
Uncharted, Nathan Drake Fortnite. And all that. Yeah. So they're going to have movie skins and also the video game skins from Uncharted Nathan Drake games. So, you know, Fortnite, you know, on Fortnite, you know, you don't know what Uncharted.
I think it's more about the skins and the gameplay at this point.
It's its own monster. It's undefeated. Fortnite is undefeated.
Remember when Fortnite was literally like playing Fortnite is not as bad as it used to be. Like, I'm not saying it was ever bad.
Everybody, you at least run into most people play. I have grown ups, everybody, like, oh yeah.
Yeah, but
oh, yeah,
like, it used to be really, really toxic. Like, I don't know. Like, it used to be, it still is, but like.
You listen to some of them, ever go put your brother's headphones on,
they're
just toxic.
Yeah, it used to be Call of Duty that was super toxic in like the lobbies, and it still is in Valorant,
things like that.
But like,
Valorant had just something I didn't write down though, but I seen Valorant had a server problem or something. They shut down for a few hours yesterday. I think it was yesterday, the day before. But anyways, your sister wants to get into Valorant, so
she can do whatever she wants. But I'm not gonna start playing it with her.
I don't know. All right, and lastly, and this is, I saved this one especially for you. I saw it. So people been talking about D&D more. Mm. I noticed a lot of D&D chatter. You know, Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
Chatter and I don't know if this is something that springs up every now and then or
I feel like a lot of people would get into D&D if there wasn't like a stigma but like something like that keeps people from doing it. I'm not saying it's the people that keep them from doing it, it's the like this, I think there's like something around it, like playing D&D, the joke was ha ha ha. Like, losers play D&D.
That's the joke.
So you would never see, in where I go to school, you don't see anyone, like, you don't see any guys, like, you never see people playing D&D.
Yeah. Yeah.
As, like, no one talks about it. Like, if you play, there's a D&D club in my school, and everyone in it is actually really cool. But, like.
Wait, there's a D&D club? You're not in it?
I'm not in it because it's Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I don't know why I brought that up.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're super cool. They're fun to be in, like around and stuff like that. But
They're not like, getting stuffed in the lockers? Or
no, they're not.
Nerd.
No, but as soon as you bring up, it's kind of like an awkward sense. Like, yeah. I brought it up, though. I was like, oh, there's a really cool D&D, and then they just looked
at me. Are you in the D&D club? Who told you that?
No.
They're lying. Grab you by the collar. You better not say anything else.
No. I talked about it. I was like, with my friend, and he was like, I'm not, like, isn't that for, like...
Yeah.
And then he just stopped talking about it. I was like, what's so bad about D&D?
He was like, for what? Humans? Students? Is that what you're about to say?
No. Yes, it's for students. He's the one that said that. He was like, isn't that for...
Yeah,
that's and then what I'm he
saying.
Looked at...
No, I'm like, saying you should have been like, humans? Oh, it's for students? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, maybe, but
what
like,
do you mean, them people? You know, started one of them rants, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know.
I don't know. Online, though, I've been seeing a lot.
D&D is actually a really cool game for, like, people to play. Like, yeah. If you're not into it, you should think about getting
into it. I've seen a lot of people, like, a lot of content creators.
If you're into role-playing game, like, you would never think that the people that are into D&D are into D&D because there's such a thing around it.
So I'm wondering if D&D is becoming a, because like I said, I've seen a few content creators, a mainstream thing. Becoming like, like something they wouldn't normally do, but it's becoming like a fad, you know? Yeah, I play D&D, you know?
Yeah, you know? Maybe, but I don't know. Not for kids around my age. Like they normally think, oh, she's playing D&D, like, you know,
I guess
I mean?
We'll know when it hit major popularity if you see some like create your own D&D character in Fortnite now, you know.
So, yeah,
if you see that, you're gonna be like, yep, okay, this is hit, you know,
this is
mainstream now. it's not our little local thing anymore, you know.
Yeah, personally, like, I feel like you and me would be into D&D if we could get a proper group and
you
knew how to play.
You
properly.
See my D&D skills. I'm, you know.
Yeah, I tried to play before. It just didn't work.
You know, I put it down in D&D.
Yeah, I have the rule book and everything, but like...
I was like the troll, you know.
No. I don't know, but like, I don't know. It just seems like a really fun game to pick up and play with people who actually know how to play. Like, yeah. I couldn't be a dungeon master because I can't remember all the rules, but you don't have to necessarily remember all the rules, but you just know how to basically play.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to basically play, so I would need to, like, I don't know.
It's so many different rule books. Yeah. So many. But anyways, all right, let's wrap it up. So thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been Audio Oddity Podcast. Don't forget to hit us up on social media. Drop us that email at audiooddypodcast@gmail.com. And we'll be back next week explaining video games to casual gamers. No, not really.
Microsoft owns.
Yeah, don't forget, Microsoft owns PlayStation.
Microsoft. Shh, don't tell anyone about it.
Don't tell nobody. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with my special, special co-host today. No, not M. MJ!
Hi, guys.
What's been going on, MJ?
Well, I just started recently playing Sekiro, which it was good.
All right, you can tell us more about that later. But right now, let's get into... What? Do you know? Do you listen to the show? You don't listen to the show, do you?
Gaming.
I normally do.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. But I normally get into where you can find us, but it's good. But on today's show, we're going to talk Cyberpunk, a little what MJ's been doing on FNAF, and whatever else he has over there. But first, we're going to tell everybody where you can find us across all podcast platforms at Audio Oddity and all social media at Audio Oddity. So now, you want to go first, M? Or you want me to go first, MJ?
You can go first.
I called you M, didn't I? MJ?
Yeah.
Sorry. It's going to take some getting used to. Although last time you were on my podcast, you insulted.
What?
You insulted my... podcast studio, so you know You shouldn't even be here now. Now that I'm thinking about this now more, I shouldn't have allowed you back on. I was very insulted by your last appearance, and you've been bashing me on social media a little bit.
I
wasn't
bashing you. I just like no.
Yeah, you know, I've been on your TikTok. You kind of bashed me.
I didn't bash you.
You snitched on me for copyright infringement.
They're all gonna recognize it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm rethinking this whole episode now. I'm rethinking this whole episode.
It's the hint of blue. They're gonna recognize.
The hint of blue. Oh, so now you're gonna do it on the air too, huh?
Oh no, I see. No, okay. I know. I see how it is. No. We did his logo, so he didn't get in trouble for any legal problems.
Yeah.
Anything I do for him, he's like he finds a way to like make it like it like wait.
I find a way to make it bad.
Yes.
To make it into like you're trying to get me.
Yes.
Well, I think you are trying to get me. I mean, you even stated I'm starting a podcast so I can get more followers in your podcast.
It's just a friendly competition.
I don't know about friendly. I think you're trying to kill your father to take my place.
No.
I'm going to sleep with one eye open. I don't trust you now. When we walk out of here, you walk in front of me. How about that? All right. Okay, let's get into it. So this week, I'm sorry. It was a slow, bad week for me. I didn't get to keep up on a lot. But I did get to play the new update to Cyberpunk 2077. And I'm playing on PlayStation 5. Previously, I had played on PlayStation 5, you know, with the PS4 copy. And even though I had a PlayStation 5, it was still kind of glitchy. The original, when it first came out, this game was released way too early the first time. Everybody knew it, you know, it became kind of obvious when like it was like funny business with the release codes, because you know normally, you know, all the big, you know, influencers and, you know, IGN and all that, they get the early release copies to review, you know, and everything. Well, these release copies, then I think they got them like either the day of the release or like the day. It was like so soon where they couldn't put out like a review, but they, or was it? No, I'm sorry. I know what it was. They only got the PC version of the game, which wasn't broken. The PC version was good from what I hear. And they only passed out, I think they only gave out that version of the game. And then everybody was like, oh, you know, okay, cool. But then when people with the PS4 version was like completely broken, and I heard that Xbox, I'm not sure about the Xbox One, but I heard the Xbox One S version, I'm sorry, not One S, but Series S version ran pretty well. But regardless, there was just a whole bunch of broken bugs in this game. I'm talking about game breaking bugs. You know, you get to a point and you just game freeze crashes. It happened to me once or twice playing on PlayStation 5. So here we are 18 months later, and supposedly the game is fixed, and they're, you know, they put out a necessary patch that's supposed to upgrade the game for next gen and fix all the bugs. I'm happy to report I did play. I did not run into not one bug while I was playing. The game's okay. It's your typical, you know, it's a RPG,
first person shooter
type deal, but it's more of a RPG. It's, you know, it's closer to maybe Fallout or something than it is to like maybe Call of Duty or something like that, you know. But it's fun. I'm going to continue playing it. I don't know if I'll finish it just because of time restraints and there's so much other stuff coming out that I want to play, but it will be something I go back to back and forth, and I'll keep it installed on the PlayStation, you know. So yeah, so I'm glad they got it together. I wish they would have got it together in the first place, you know, that way. I mean, this was supposed to be a game of the year contender. This is a huge game. I mean, really huge game. I mean, I remember hearing about this game, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and I was looking forward to it, and it came out and just bombed. Not because it was a bad game, because they released it way too early, which is happening way too often these days, of them releasing unfinished games. So yeah, so Cyberpunk, if you haven't tried it, if you didn't try it 18 months ago when it originally came out, go ahead, give it a try now. You're lucky because you don't remember the bad version of the game, so you'll be playing a really good version of the game. And if you did, you know, you did try it back then and you're like, oh, you know, you wrote it off, go ahead and jump back in now I'm not sure about the PlayStation 4 versions of it. I'm not sure. I read somewhere where somebody was saying, oh, yeah, they, you know, those bugs are fixed. It's been playable on there or whatever. But I'm not sure. I haven't played the PlayStation 4 version of it or the Xbox, you know, one version of it or whatever. I only played it on next gen. So, yeah, hop back into Cyberpunk. You know, like I said, I wish it would have been right the first time around. But, you know, it is what it is. We got the game now. So let's enjoy it. So, yeah. So, did you watch me play? What you think?
I think it's like one of those typical games. What is it about, even?
I'm not even sure the story, to be honest.
Is it like one of those games, futuristic World War II? Yeah,
it's cyberpunk future. And no, it's not World War II.
Like World War III?
No, I don't think it's World War III. I think it's, you can pick like three different ways to start the game, like three different characters, meaning... And by characters, I mean like, okay, so like one's like a corporate businessman. So you start in like the corporate world. And then another is like from the wastelands or something. Like he's poor pretty much. So you start like out in the wastelands doing stuff. And then I forgot the third one, to be honest.
Is it like typical, like typical person, not real?
You can design your own character. So you can, in the beginning, you design how you look, everything, gender, whatever you can be. It gives you a lot of options. So, you know, that's good. And, yeah, so you start, but I think you may start off different from what I understand about the three different game starts of the game. You start off different, but you all end up in like the same place. So like it all comes together full circle. And then you got Keanu Reeves is in there. Who's Keanu Reeves?
That's wait, isn't that guy that played John Wick?
Yeah, John Wick. Yeah, so he's in there, and like he plays like I guess a ghost, so to speak. It's a thing. Look, I didn't write down the lore. I really didn't.
Futuristic ghost.
I didn't get that much into it. Yeah, but I was having fun playing it for, you know, a little while. You know, I really get to dive deep, you know, but I was having fun. I'm like, I think I'm a quarter of a way through the game, maybe or so. But I'm going to continue. I'll pick it up every now and then, play a couple, you know, see how far I can get, you know, put it down for 6 months, pick it back up. You know how I do. So, yeah. All right. So what else you been getting into?
FNAF. And the thing you just talked about was actually the same thing that happened to FNAF.
Hold on. What happened to FNAF?
They released an unfinished game.
Oh, so you think Security Breach was unfinished?
Yes, there's so many glitches and bugs. You can, like, when you get to the part where, no spoilers. Oh, no, I can't say. When you get to a certain part, mm-hmm. you can just skip to the ending.
Well, they do that a lot these days now. They, you know, they release, you know, I talked about this before. You know, they release a game and then it has, like, you know, a 50-gigabyte patch you have to do day one. And it's like, I didn't buy the whole game then.
In like mid production, they just switched the whole entire premise of the game and like the whole entire like motive of every character. Vanessa in inside of the the trailers for the games, she was in her voice line. She said that they're not gonna stop hunting you, and like she was just trying to help you. But in this game, she's just trying to get you.
She's the security guard chasing you, right?
Yeah, okay. She's not trying to. And Freddy and also in the trailers, he was yelling at the other animatronics, "You will do as I say." And
oh, so you're saying that? So in the original, so in the early trailers for it, Freddy was a bad guy.
Yes, he was going to betray you.
And Vanessa, the guard, was a good guy.
Yes.
So by the time the game came out, Vanessa was the good guy. I mean, the bad guy, and Freddy was the good guy.
Yeah, they just switched their
motives. They just switched their motives and the roles. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of like glitches I think what happened is they like did the code for the ending, which you're supposed to do to trigger the ending, but they didn't put like something that boundaries between like if you're able to get in there somehow, even if you didn't reach the end, you couldn't press the button and finish the game.
Okay. So you're saying there's a glitch in the game that allows you to access the area way too early.
It's not a glitch. You just have to hop over some things and just hop.
Oh, you're saying it's just bad design.
Yes.
Some games are built like that. I think Breath of the Wild was like that, where you can go straight to the end of the game if you want to, but you'll be way too underpowered to finish the game.
Oh, no. There's no like boss battle. At the end, there's no big boss battle.
It's just you can just go and leave.
There's no big boss battle at the end. There's like boss battles like between, but at the end.
Yeah, I played. Yeah.
You just like simply press a button and you simply do something and then boom, the game's over. You get a very tragic moment.
Wow. Okay. All right then.
And if Imogen London listening to this, I know Gregory's a robot. You cannot convince me otherwise.
Oh,
look at the popsicle at the end.
That's a
Fredbear popsicle, and Gregory's eating it.
Okay, all right. Now we're getting into. Okay, we're getting way off subject here. This is not.
That's a reference to the bite of 87. No, the bite of 86.
Okay, save that for our second bonus episode of FNAF lore. Anyways, all right. So what else you been doing?
I got to the part of Security Breach where you have to close, shock the doors to the corresponding, things. And I beat the Sun and Moon level.
Yes, she did. I seen it. Well, I seen it happen.
You couldn't.
So even, no, I gave up. I was like, I'm not doing this. It's too
scary.
I
beat it twice, but the second time I forgot to save and had to reset the entire thing.
So even though you know a way to go to the end, you didn't take that route.
I haven't got to that part.
When you get to that part, are you gonna take that route?
Of course I'm not. I wanna like experience all this stuff. One time, this just happened recently. I watched a gameplay of it, so like I know it's already to go. So I seen this door. I go through it and I come to the part where you have to hit the thing to the corresponding thing. And I'm like, maybe I'm not supposed to go here. It said, look for the lift. And that thing wasn't, I don't see a lift there. So I thought, I'm not supposed to be here. I thought of the glitch where you can just get to the end. And I'm like, oh no, I want to experience the whole entire game. Turns out I had to go there.
Ah. You're mistaking glitches with actual things you have to do. All right. This game sounds really... I played it, and I don't think I ran into...
any bugs or anything.
Yeah, maybe a couple. In Sun and Moon level, it was a couple.
I ran into this bug. It's not a bug. It's just a strategy where you just have to hide in a corner. They couldn't see you. Just hide in a corner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, one of those type things.
Like, for 2 minutes, and then you beat the level.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you finish it out. Hope you get to the end.
Yeah, and I just started watching
The new Cuphead show on Netflix.
Yes.
How you like that?
I was so surprised to see a Cuphead show. And the thing that I don't like about it is it doesn't...
You never played the games, right?
I never played the games, but I seen the games. I see the premise of it.
Yeah.
But the confusing thing is, what did it happen after or before the events of the games?
Never played a game.
They seem scared to see the devil. It's like I'm over here like taking note. They're scared to see the devil. So, or they like scared to like get.
Have you watched gameplay of the games?
Yes.
So, is the devil like in the game? Is he like...
This must happen before the events, because in one episode they meet the frogs that they beat in the other round.
Oh, okay, okay.
And
okay.
They seem friendly in the...
Well, I mean, some shows aren't even like... It's
connected to
It could be a whole different story too. You know, some shows they make like they'll base it off of it's based off the game, but it doesn't follow the game's lore or whatever. So it could be one of those cases also. But you like the show though?
And I think that... And thank you for bringing that up, because I think it's not connected to the games, because in the TV show...
Yeah.
they're scared to see the devil. And wait, I forgot what I was about to say. Wait, let me process.
Let you process. Okay. All right, you process.
Yeah, no, because in one of the episodes, they're scared to see the devil, and the devil would have recognized them. Oh, uh-huh. I made a deal with them. They won. I should just leave them alone.
Oh, okay. And you're saying that's not the case.
Yeah, that's not the case. Cuphead lose the game, so he had to give the soul to his devil, but somehow Mugman snatched
the snow. Is this snow. Even for kids? Like,
yes.
It is? Okay.
It's no, you set our account to kids.
And so it's on there?
All kids, yes.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't show anything graphic. It just has the devil and some cartoonish ghouls.
Okay. Gotcha.
And it has like some 19.
Yeah, to hear you describe it, I was like, what's going on here?
And like, Mugman snatches
a little better.
And then put him back at his body.
All right. I might check out a couple episodes of this. I never played the game, so I'll go into it completely not knowing. So maybe I'll, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll check it out. Maybe.
Oh, possibly. Wait, let me think about it. I forgot what was my point. I had a way better point.
You know, did you get, so what made you lose your train of thought? Was it the thought of you stabbing me in the back while I was walking out of here?
Is that what it was? No.
I'm watching you.
No, because it was confusing.
How you gonna take over my empire? Is that what's getting you?
I don't have a chance. I don't have a chance.
Is that what's getting you? Throwing you off? You don't remember, do you? Nope. Okay.
I don't.
All right. Well, we'll move on from that. I want you to do this one.
Wait, what?
Real quick, tell everybody your problem with Nintendo.
Okay. Nintendo banned a person.
We're just going to do this real quick. Go ahead. What happened?
Nintendo banned a person on YouTube because they were reposting their soundtracks from their games.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are mad at it because you have to load up your N64, which is really old, and I doubt any of y'all have, and listen to the soundtracks.
Okay.
You can't find them on Spotify. You can't find them on Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere. You can't find them nowhere.
Okay. So, basically, Nintendo... So, it was a streamer, I'm guessing?
No, it was a YouTuber.
A YouTuber. Okay, a YouTuber. And he wanted to use some music off of old Nintendo.
No. He posted, like,
He posted the soundtrack from an old Nintendo 64 game, right? And... Of course, Nintendo 64 is the only place you can find this soundtrack. So he posted it, and Nintendo sued him?
Copyrighted him,
took all his videos down, right?
And also,
this has been happening a lot lately.
Yeah, with have you ever heard of Super Mario Logan or, you know, SML?
Maybe.
It's a lot of going around. It has, like, this puppet named Jeffy. Alex watches it.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, Alex shouldn't be watching it. It says swear words, and it's disguised as like a kid's channel.
Oh, okay. It's not a kid's channel? Yeah, okay, we need to monitor that.
And he's playing with like little... It looks like it's for something for kids. I wouldn't say it's the parents' fault for letting the kids watch this.
Yeah.
Because parents, I wouldn't say it's their fault because... Well,
I mean, it's kind of tricky though, right?
If the parents looked at this and... didn't read the title, and they just looked at that like, I'm not, oh yeah, Billy, go watch that. Because Nintendo's usually known for their kid-friendly games.
Yeah.
And, Super Mario Logan got sued by Nintendo because he was using their plushies and stuff.
Right.
And he had to delete their channel, how to make new plushies. And they aren't even, like, renamed.
Oh,
in his
wow.
videos, they're just... They're named, like, they're, like, the canon name. Like, Mario is just Mario.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay,
they
okay.
had to, like, remake their channel.
He had to expect to get sued. I mean, you can't do that. You can't just make a show based off somebody else's characters. I mean.
Yeah. And also, this hasn't happened yet, but I'm expecting those little kid channels where they just play with plushies.
You think all of them are going to start?
FNAF plushies.
You think FNAF and everybody's going to start going after these people?
I don't. I think Oh no, Scott Cawthon doesn't run it anymore.
I personally think Nintendo is just petty.
Yes.
And they're doing this on their own. I don't think too many other people are gonna start doing this.
Oh yeah, Nintendo. They were originally gonna make a controller based off of a YouTuber that took his own life.
Oh.
You wonder why they didn't do that?
Why?
Because they couldn't afford it. Because they didn't want to spend a pretty penny.
Is this facts?
This is facts.
I'm gonna have to go research this before I allow you to make these slandering remarks on this podcast.
Yeah, it's okay. True. Go look it up.
All right, this is according to MJ, and I'll definitely have to fact check this. But I do know
one. I might be wrong. I might be right.
Okay, but I do know one fact that they did get a hacker locked up. Something Bowser or something his name was. He got like 3 years for hacking Nintendo games or something like that. I read that story the other day.
Wait, so, was it like a hack copy, like a scam?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know all the details.
Was he like a teenager?
He got 3 years. Yeah, I think so. I don't think he was like a. Yeah, and he got like three
just
years.
Like hacking a Nintendo. No, but was
Nintendo
it like a,
does not play. They do not play.
Was it like a, just a copy?
I don't know the details of the case. I mean, I didn't write it down. It just came to my mind right now.
If it was just a copy, really? Just one copy?
No, I know. I'm sure. No, I think he had been doing this. He's like a notorious Nintendo hacker. But I don't know if he was hacking the systems. I don't know if he was hacking the games. But all I know is he ended up getting jail time. So if you're out there, don't mess around with Nintendo. They will take your video down. They will sue you, and they will possibly even put you in jail. So
you know what's really messed up?
What?
There's FNAF fan accounts that play with plugies. They're making these fan ship videos, shipping other animatronics with other animatronics.
What? Oh, I don't even know what that means.
Do you know what ship means?
No. Ship?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means
like to ship something, right? To mail it, you mean?
No, not ship. Oh, okay. It's a different meaning.
Oh, okay.
It means like... It means like having a fan fiction. They're basically like,
oh, okay.
I ship Bonnie with Foxy.
Oh, so they're mixing and matching.
No, but like making romance fan fiction.
Oh, like okay.
I ship Bonnie with Foxy.
Okay,
little kids.
This is weird. This has got
exactly.
Weird. This has got weird.
Moving on.
All right. So one more thing I want to talk to you about, I had read, and it's one of the few, I'm sorry, people, I didn't get hardly any news stories this week, but one thing did catch my eye, and I jotted it down for some reason, was this. Disney is opening residential communities called Story Living. And my question to you, MJ,
would
you live in a Disney community? Live like, you know, my neighbor, look out your window right now, our neighborhood we live in, but this would be a Disney community. And from what I understand, the houses
so
are like
Disney
themed.
Disney adults. I would be living amongst Disney
no,
adults.
No, I don't know if like the live action character is going to be like in the neighborhood.
So you're telling me actors?
No, I don't think they're actors. I think it's just houses. The neighborhood is going to be themed like Disney stuff.
Oh.
But, you know, people like me and you can go buy one and, you know, and live in it.
Oh, yes. That Mickey Mouse clubhouse is good as mine.
So you're saying you would like to live in a Disney community?
No, I would live in a Disney community. So someone that's a diehard Disney fan,
would
Disney
buy your
adult,
house for like a ton of money.
No. To make my house a Disney clubhouse if there isn't one in the neighborhood.
Oh. So you're saying that you want to buy it just to... If, I'm pretty sure these
just
are pre...
Just for TikTok clout. That clout.
I'm pretty sure these are pre-built, but you're saying if they weren't, you would go buy a plot of land and be like, look, I want the Mickey Mouse clubhouse right here.
Yes. And you know what? This is fact. This is known fact.
What?
A competition was going out... and whoever wins this competition gets the house from the Simpsons.
Oh yeah, was the Simpsons?
I thought it was the Simpsons.
I don't know, but I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah. And instead, the person who won didn't keep that.
They sold it, of course.
No, they didn't sell it. They repainted it.
What?
They repainted it.
That wasn't the point.
Exactly. You have a cartoon house, and you want to repaint it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a fan thing. Like, okay, whatever. Anyways,
did you want a free house or a novelty house?
They just wanted a free house, and these people wanted a free house, and they could care less about who the house belonged to. They got it for free. Hey, can't knock them for that.
No, I can knock them for that. It's a novelty house. What do you think? You have the kingdom from Frozen.
They didn't say if they wanted it not painted, they should have put in a contract. You can't do anything to the house.
Yeah, they should have done that. Yeah,
but they didn't. So therefore, the house is painted now. So, all right. And before we get out of here, M, I did it again. MJ, anything you want to plug?
Hit me up podcast and. Anchor, hear me out podcast. You can find me there. Anchor, please sponsor me. And TikTok is Creator of Creator 3.0.
Okay. All right. That's, he has his own little podcast on Anchor called Hear Me Out.
Put the link in the description below.
I don't know about that. It needs to be a little more polished. Good luck finding that. But make sure you check out his TikTok. Creative Creator 3.0, which is very entertaining, by the way. That is a very entertaining TikTok. I highly recommend his Creative Creator
3.0
TikTok.
No spaces.
All right. I want to thank everybody for listening. And don't forget, this has been the Audio Oddity Podcast, available across all social media,
Spotify,
and all major podcasting platforms. Yes, even Spotify. Yes. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Goodbye.